Kentucky's local health departments are facing massive increases in pension costs starting in July. Governor Matt Bevin has vetoed a bill that would provide relief to other local governments and agencies, and the legislature seems poised to override that veto. But health departments aren't included in that legislation. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL reports that without changes, local health departments across the state say they might have to lay off workers and cut back or even close public health programs.
Christy Green is in a tough position. She's the director of the Cumberland Valley District Health Department, where she manages 102 employees.
So last Tuesday, I alerted all of them that pending the final budget decisions, we would be needing to lay off approximately 45 people in order to balance our budget.
It's Green's job to manage a variety of health programs, including a home health agency, a health clinic, a tobacco cessation program, and many others in three eastern Kentucky counties. Lately, though, she's been preoccupied with the state pension crisis. She's facing a budget shortfall of
$1.2 million for next fiscal year.
Last year, the Kentucky Retirement System Board of Trustees made a prediction that pension investments would earn less from investments and employee contributions than they had previously predicted. At the time, local governments, school districts, universities, and quasi-governmental agencies like health departments were warned they would have to contribute much more to the system. For the 61 health departments across Kentucky, it means
basically a $38 million cut to local health departments.
That was Scott Locker, the public health director of the Kentucky River District Health Department, which covers several eastern Kentucky counties. The state kicked in some money to offset the total cost, but the $38 million will be spread among the state's health departments come July, unless lawmakers act to let them phase in those payments. If not, Lockhart will have to come up with $1.5 million to pay into the pension system.
This is a watershed moment for public health. You know, it's a tipping point where we need to really assess how we do business and look at every aspect of operations in local health departments and what can we do differently.
He says health departments offer a myriad of programs with the goal of improving public health.
Inspections in grocery stores, restaurants. We do the on-site sanitation program for individuals that are not on municipal wastewater systems. We deal with communicable disease issues, tuberculosis, HIV.
And inevitably, the cuts will result in some of these programs coming to an end. In four counties in northern Kentucky, first on the chopping block is the health department-run home health agency. It provides nurses, personal aides, and physical therapists to people who are elderly and disabled. Three Rivers District Health Department Director Georgia Heiss says she's facing a $1 million payment deadline in July to the pension system.
It probably will be difficult for us to find a for-profit agency that wants to take on some of our patients.
And then there's the Health Access Nurturing Development Services, or HANDS for short. That program provides new parents a session every other week with a family support worker who helps parents with best practices. Heiss says it's essential.
Our counties are very poor. We have a lot of people that benefit from that program, especially when we have people that are struggling with addiction and also trying to, you know, maintain custody of their child or overcome addiction. In the best case scenario, we can get in there early and prevent some bad situations.
But Heiss says two of her HANDS employees have already put in their notice because of worries about the retirement system, and she doesn't think she'll have the money to replace them. Governor Matt Bevin vetoed a bill last week that would phase in the higher pension payments for local governments and agencies, and lawmakers have a chance to override that veto during the final 2 days of this year's legislative session. But unless lawmakers change the bill, the proposed phase-in wouldn't apply to local health departments. So they're left scrambling. In Powell County, Kathy Neal owes $90,000 in pension payments by July. She says the local Board of Health can raise property taxes to help make up the cost, but
I mean, we don't have a hospital, we don't have industry, we don't have the property values that's going to support. So I'm not sure what our board will do.
The bill vetoed by Bevin would allow small agencies like health departments to buy out of the pension systems and start their own retirement plans. But Christy Green with the Cumberland Valley District says it's not a great option anyway. She says buying out of the system will cost almost as much as the $1.2 million she owes in July. The Kentucky Health Departments Association estimates that health departments across the state will have to lay off a third of their employees in the next 2 years. and the counties where health department services are needed the most, Georgia Heiss of Three Rivers says they're in areas that are poor and have the worst health outcomes.
If it's a poor area, then they're not going to have any money, and the services where maybe they're needed the most are going to go away.
On Friday and Saturday, the General Assembly has a chance to include a gradual phase-in of the $38 million, though a spokesperson for the Kentucky Health Departments Association said the chances to minimize the damage in July are slim. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.